He said, I make the bet that you come from the deep south. I said, no. And he said, well, if you don't come from there, he said, you must come from up in the New England states. And that had been told to me many times. I said, well, if you want to know, I was born right down here, 7 miles from here, down in Hidalgo. Well, he just couldn't believe it. He wanted to come down, come over, and, but he never had come. If he had, I hadn't been at home. And I said, well, I want to ask you. I said, do you suppose it's a Spanish accent? And he said, no, he said, you sound like the people. He was from, where was he from? He was neither from the South, he was maybe from Iowa, one of those places, don't you know. But he had traveled, you know, and he was a young fella. And I guess spending the winter down here, and he said, oh, I'd give anything. But I have had so many people say that I talk like people from Alabama. Then he said, no, you talk like these people come from Boston. I have been around enough people from Boston, but I have a friend that lives over here. She's from Alabama. And I know I don't talk like Kitty Gray, because you can just cut it with a knife. So I can't imagine what I really talk like. I mean, I can't hear myself talk. You know what I mean? Sure. But it's curious. There's so many, many, many people.
That is really unusual. That.
And I was coming from East Texas with my little girl, 5 years old, and I had spent some weeks over there, and my husband was down here with the boys and the maid I had, the cook. And I got on the train. Henderson is on a branch line. I had to come over to Overton, I think was the name. I got on the train. And while I was sitting waiting for the train to come, this man was an Anglo. And he said, you know, I've been listening to you talking to your little girl. He said, I just love to hear you talk. He said, won't you talk some more? And I said, well, I can't talk to myself. And I mean, that's been going on all these years, and I can't figure it out.
Well, there weren't many Anglos here when you were a child, were there? How many Anglos were there?
Oh, there were. I used to say that and it's true. I think maybe one or two, either for his white child born in Hidalgo County. But you mustn't say white child. I was the first Anglo. But I believe somebody else was born. It was an older man or something was born here. But I was either right along there. The only English we spoke was right there in the home.
That is
weird. It's a strange thing. My grandmother was just a little girl when she came to Crownville. And I had an aunt. They could never learn the Spanish language. And my aunt, as Mrs. McGee's mother, she butchered it. I had never seen anyone that never learned to speak the language. And mine just came, I don't know, these and my brothers, you think we were all Mexicans. That's why they caught us all so young. They were 9 and 11. They were sent to Allen Academy, a little military school. It's part of A&M near Houston. And they were so young, my aunt took them off to school, 9 and 11. And my brother had a tendency to walk at night. He'd get out, walk out of the house, and go out where the horses were and the cows. You know, walking asleep.
Yes.
And they bring him back and put him to bed. He wouldn't know anything about it. So when they put him, of course he had good. So when my aunt took him up there, they had two-story, I guess what you call barracks.